Welcome to Prayer 2.0 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. Fervent prayer. The word fervent means hot, boiling, earnest, ardent, full of zeal, burning, glowing, having or showing great warmth of feeling, intensively devoted, which indicate that there is some work, some effort that is associated with being fervent. Fervency must be an active component of real zeal or commitment coupled with mental focus. Fervent prayers can come from scriptures or from the depth of our own heart. The ultimate goal is that as we grow in God, the two becomes intertwined. Fervent prayer can be strong, targeted, and forceful. Hebrews chapter 5 and 7 says, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayer and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear." In that scripture, Jesus prayed fervent with strong crying mixed with tears, leaving us an example. Fervent, heartfelt prayer is the key for your prayers to be effective. In James chapter 5 and verses 16, we see the word fervent. James outlining that the effective fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. He further gave us an example of a fervent prayer, and he spoke about what God did through the prophet Elijah. Elijah prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And after the 3.5 years without rain, James chronicled that Elijah prayed fervently and that the rain came again. Elijah, might I add, he was a man just like you and I. So if Elijah prayed fervent prayer and God responded, then you and I can pray prayers that are fervent. Fervent prayer is not seen much these days, and I strongly believe that is why we aren't seeing the manifestation of the power of God. We must never forget that the enemy, though unseen, he is real and very cunning. Fervent prayer is not liturgic, repetitious, or superficial. It's a passionate prayer, but it's not just emotion or exciting words. Fervent prayer is expressing intense confidence in God, in his ability to do all things but fail. It is a radical prayer where you pray with everything that you have got, with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says this, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." A righteous person is one who is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven of their sins, and walking after the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Three ways to stay fervent. Number one, having fervent friends. Surrounding yourself around persons are of like faith who are passionate about God and the things that encourage and edify. Passion is contagious. I've heard it said, you are a sum total of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Your circle truly matters. If you're around negative people, you become negative. And if you surround yourself around fervent people, you become fervent. So make sure that your friends and the circle of friends that are closest to you, that they are irons that can be used to sharpen your iron and to help to keep you fervent. Number two, spend time in prayer, create a prayer schedule. We create schedule for everything else, so why not create one for prayer? When you create a schedule, ensure you put alone prayer time in it, where you can pray passionately. We pray through the day as we work, but it is important that you put aside time where you can truly be passionate about prayer. To make a schedule to ensure you're getting proper and quality time with God, and you can cover different areas as you pray. Making a schedule to pray can be very important, especially when you're just starting out in prayer. It can become a reminder that you must pray, because the Bible tells us that we should pray without ceasing. Number three, Read and memorize scripture. Reading your Bible today has become something that many persons no longer do, but it is very effective. And if you're going to grow in your prayer life, you have to learn how to read your Bible and memorize scripture. It is okay to read books and magazines and those things. It's okay to spend time on social media and to read the posts and all of that. But they should never substitute for reading God's word. Make sure that you're reading God's word. Find creative ways to keep scriptures in front of you as you spend time reading God's word and memorizing. You'll be able to use them when you are praying fervently for yourself or whether you are interceding on the behalf of others. God hears fervent prayers, and fervent prayers are prayers that are answered by God.